Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live conference call. We are always so excited to see y'all on the call and then also any new associates out there. I know there are many, many, many coming in, and they didn't give me a list this week, but I know they're busy at the home office, but I just want to welcome you and guarantee you, you are definitely at the right place at the right time. Just a couple of announcements, and we will get going. Don't forget about the flash sale that's going on, the Coleus for Scoli. I think that's how you pronounce it. You buy one, you get one free until they last. So take advantage of that. Also, Rally. You guys, if you don't have your tickets for Rally yet, it's the first week in June. Thursday and Friday, I believe, are the actual days of the Rally. And get registered. Call the company. You even get a $50 certificate you can spend on the product when you do register. But they're going to have it's going to be awesome. I mean, we say this every year, and every year it just keeps getting better and better. But they're going to have motivational speakers. They're going to have, I'm sure, new products released. And combine you guys with, you know, a vacation. It's a total write-off. So anyway, it's going to be in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And don't forget, go ahead and get registered. But tonight we have with us, I am always so excited to have Dr. LeBron Long on the call. He is our formulator. He is also married to our CEO, which that is an advantage to all of us. But I love their hearts. I love Dr. LeBron's heart. He wants to keep the products at a reasonable price so more people can afford to take them. And you don't see that in a lot of people. It's usually all about the company and what the company dollar can make. But I am honored to call him a friend. And Dr. LeBron, I am going to turn it over to you. You might have to hit star six.
Can you hear me okay, Susie?
Okay, now I can hear you just fine.
Great. It's good to be on the call. Glad that you hosted the call for us as usual. And we're just it's been a great, great year already in 2020. We've seen a lot of excitement out in the field, a lot of new people getting involved in Vista Life, and we're just certainly happy that you guys are involved. We spent last week with David and William and just had a blast going all over the place doing meetings and shows, and it's just a lot of fun. We're going to be with Gail down in Carrollton, Georgia on Saturday, so if you're in the area, come and be a part of that. We'd love to have you. It's just a lot of excitement right now going on, and we're certainly happy to have you a part of Vista Life. We're just it just seems like every month, year after year, and every month after month, we just continue to grow. We continue to see a lot of excitement, a lot of new ideas, and people kind of launching out and doing new things with Vista Life. So we're glad that you're a part of it. If you're just getting started with us and you're just on the call for the first time, we're certainly happy to have you a part of the call. And glad that you took the time on this Tuesday night. I know people's lives are very busy, very scheduled. And so it's really great to have you a part of the call. And we do have a big call tonight, so it's good to have everybody on. What I want to do is get right into the topic of tonight. Usually when I'm on here, we talk about health. And so that's what I want to discuss tonight. And I want to discuss one of my favorite topics, and that is cardiovascular health. This is the month of February. And all across the U.S., we talk about cardiovascular health in February. It's just kind of become kind of a tradition, I think, here in the United States, just because it is Valentine month. And it's the time where we talk about the loves of our lives, but also, in this case, talking about our overall health with our heart and the importance of taking care of our heart. If you don't know this, a couple of statistics for you is that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. It is the number one killer in both men and women. It used to be just men. Now women are in that and actually changed a few years ago. One of the reasons why that it has been stated that a lot of women are having more cardiovascular disease or more problems, death related to cardiovascular disease, is because of the issue that most women have different symptoms than men, where a man will typically have the angina pains or chest pains, numbness in the left arm, even a tightness in the left arm, sometimes what we call a clammy sweating profusely, and but you feel kind of clammy at the same time and cold. Very weak, very tired is all an indication, or could be an indication of a heart attack. Not trying to diagnose anybody by any means, but we do know when you're having symptoms of that nature, it's one of those things that you want to get to emergency situation very quickly, and you want to get help, emergency care very quickly. So it is something that that most men, if you have cardiovascular issues already know some of those symptoms because you felt them before. Women are very different. They typically will have a lot of pain, not saying they won't have the same symptoms as men, but oftentimes they also have a stabbing pain in the middle of their back that has also been associating almost like someone is putting a knife in your back type pain. Most people say it's kind of a shooting pain. And then also their jaws, their lower jaw will ache. Even the upper jaw can too, but usually it's the lower jaw will ache, and not from dental issues, but from a lot of pain. I've heard most people describe it as if their teeth were in a vise, and that's an indication for women. So women have some tendencies to be a little different than men in a lot of aspects, but when it comes down to cardiovascular, their symptoms are very different as well. So just keep that in mind when you're talking about
Dr. LeBron, I believe we lost you. Jim, can you unmute your phone? Did we lose everybody?
No, Susie, he's gone. We're here.
I don't know what the weather is.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Fantastic. Getting back into some of the issues that we've seen with both men and women, we know that it's a problem. And even the number one cause of death is cardiovascular disease. Number three cause of death is stroke, which is also associated with cardiovascular illness. So it's a big deal. You can add up all the other eight reasons why people pass away or die in the United States from any type of disease, and it still doesn't add up to cardiovascular health. That's how big a deal it is. There's 2,500 people die daily in the United States from cardiovascular illness, and I'm not making any light of anything that we got going on right now. But with this virus coming through from China, a lot of us are, it's really an epidemic. It's a big deal, and it is a big deal. Like I said, I'm not making light of anything that is as serious as this is. But what a step further with that is cardiovascular illness is just that big a deal as well, but it just doesn't seem to be that important to people. It's not something that people are aware of or they're engaged in. And so, therefore, there's a lot of issues that we see with this cardiovascular problem that oftentimes people overlook or don't address. Most people don't realize that it's not just the heart that they should be concerned with, but the entire arterial structure, which would mean your large arteries, your small arteries, and your capillaries. All of these are very important. If you add up small arteries, large arteries, capillaries, the American Heart Association says that you have between 50 and 80,000 miles, that's miles, I'll say that without saying miles like we say in Georgia, but it is that, so you didn't hear me wrong, 50 to 80,000, and you can look that up on the American Heart Association website, you can Google it. It's a pretty common knowledge now that we have a lot of arteries. And so as most of you have probably, if you've had cardiovascular illness, you hear all the time talking about cholesterol, arteries, blockages, plaque in the arteries, all of these issues. So we know we need to keep our arteries strong and healthy. So one of the things that we talk about a lot is CardioVibe. CardioVibe is a product that was actually discovered, the active ingredients in it was discovered by three medical doctors that actually got the Nobel Prize for Medicine for the discovery of what's referred to in the early 90s it was discovered as the pathway to nitric oxide or nitric oxide pathways. In other words, they found out that if you took L-arginine, L-citrulline, you took a combination of these amino acids in the right dosages, that you would actually increase what's referred to as the endothelium. Now, the endothelium is extremely important because the endothelium is the inner lining or the inner wall of the artery. So when that endothelium is strong, it is like Teflon. It's very slick. Everything moves past it. We call it owl grease, which is an old grease that was used here in the South. But we call it owl grease. That's kind of what your arteries become like, which is a good thing. And if you do not have this nitric oxide and the endothelium begins to deteriorate or begins to lessen this interior lining of the artery, it begins to be like duct tape. And so I don't know if you're from the South, you know that we do a lot of things with duct tape down here. We also use now even stronger than duct tape called Gorilla Tape, and it will really tape up whatever you need it to. So if you do not want your inside of your arteries to be like duct tape or Gorilla Tape, then you really got to listen to what I'm talking about here, because one of the main issues that people have is this issue with the endothelium on the inner wall of the artery. What happens is when a nick begins to occur in this endothelium or inner wall of the artery, it basically, and I love the way Dr. Karina describes it. She describes it like hardening of a hose pipe. If you drive a tractor, if you drive a car, any of these things, if you look at a car when it begins to age, or even tires on a car, when they begin to age, they also crack. We call it dry rot. We get to all these little cracks in the rubber of a tire, of a hose. And that exactly is what happens to the artery. When it becomes hardened, you get a little crack or a nick. Well, what happens is the body has cholesterol. So it will call on cholesterol, come to that cracked area, and begin to build cholesterol as a Band-Aid. And then, of course, that creates, if the cholesterol levels are too high, that begins to create blockages as time goes on. So that's where we get the stents, the bypasses, and all those types of issues. But all of that, it runs really deep here in the South. Cardiovascular issues do. They run in my family. They probably run in your family with it affecting so many of us. And one of the things that I always want to know about everything is, how do I maintain it? You know, we're building a house right now. We're about done, and we're about to move into it. But as I built the house, one of the things I wanted to know, when they were putting plumbing in the bathroom, I want to know, if this plumbing goes bad or something goes wrong, how do I get to it? You know, if I don't have any access to this plumbing in the wall down the road, then I'm going to have problems. If I don't have a way of getting access to certain utilities in my house and I have a problem with them, then without tearing out a wall, how do I get through it? So when we designed our house, we designed it to where it was easily to maintain, because that's our mentality. Dr. Karina and I want to know, what do you do to maintain this? You know, it's one thing to wait till something falls apart and say, oh, wow, now what do we do about it? And oftentimes, you know, that's expensive as far as cost and expense to your time, and it can set you back years when you're having cardiovascular problems if you survive it. And so it's really great to have a product like CardioVibe. And what I advise people to do, you start off, if you don't have a DPA test, which is a digital pulse analyzer test, which we highly recommend that you get one, it'll kind of give you the age of your heart. And if you're an A or B on that test, you take one scoop. If you're C or D, you take two scoops. If you're E or F, you take three scoops. And if you're G, we just hook you up to an IV of it. But it is a product that you could start off today, even if you haven't had a test done, and use one scoop, which is what the doctor studied, is 5 grams of L-arginine. The doctors I talked to you about winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine for finding this nitric oxide pathway said that you need at least 5 grams a day to do what it is that it needs to do, and that is convert from a liquid into a gas, which is nitric oxide, which in turn gets the endothelium strong again. Another thing that you want to be advised of is when you're using CardioVibe to take it on an empty stomach. Now, I know I harp on this a lot. People call me and they ask me it 10 different ways so that they can somehow not take it on an empty stomach. But it is advised to get the best results to take it on an empty stomach. No matter how you word it, the answer is going to be the same. So you actually drink it with water. You wait 30 minutes before consuming food. It takes about 30 minutes for you to drink L-arginine and L-citrulline and for that then to convert to nitric oxide and affect the endothelium. So it's very important that that's what you do when you're using the product so that you're getting that the best of benefits with CardioVibe. Now, there's other products, too, where people are having issues, and I'm going to run through those as well because I've only got about 8 minutes or so here. But another thing is Cardio-D. Cardio-D, people ask us, what is it? It's also a powder. CardioVibe's a powder you mix with water. Cardio-D's a powder you also mix with water. Now, Cardio-D is very different. You can take it any time of the day. You can take it on a full stomach. It doesn't really matter. Cardio-D is what's referred to as D-ribose. And D-ribose has been studied for many, many years to do different things about cardiovascular health, as well as in the studies it's shown to lower blood sugar, which is very interesting as well. So it kind of has a twofold help. Actually, Cardio-D or D-ribose is a type of sugar that has, it's a little bit different than sugar naturally that you would consume because it's missing one structure for it to be fully a sugar. So what's kind of neat about D-ribose, though, is, and I learned this from a medical doctor, so I'll just repeat what Dr. Peterson told me. He actually, his family all had AFib, and they have had it since birth. Most of all of his family members that I was aware of died in their early 40s. And so Dr. Peterson was really adamant about the AFib situation. And atrial fibrillation, most of you have seen a defibrillator in a department store or something of that nature, where they will actually shock the heart back to rhythm if you had atrial fibrillation. That's how common it is. So now in workout places, Walmart, malls, Target, any of those type places, Publix, Kroger, wherever you do your shopping, you'll see these defibrillators hanging up on posts throughout the store. They're pretty common now, and that's the reason why, just simply because people have atrial fibrillation, which basically is where the heart stops for a moment, can stop for longer than a moment. And so D-ribose, this is really where D-ribose comes in and really shines. Dr. Peterson found D-ribose, him being a medical doctor, and started using it and extended his life. This is, in his words, over 28 years, because Dr. Peterson did finally pass away from atrial fibrillation, but he was well into his 60s. He was about 68, 69 years old, with all of his other family members dying in their very early 40s. So that's a long time to add to your life from one ingredient that I think is phenomenal. He never had to have anything done to himself. And he said what was crazy is there was really nothing out there to correct this problem besides having a defibrillator put in, which is wonderful, by the way, if you need it. I'm not putting down the marvels of what we have medically. I'm just saying if there's something out there that would prolong my life, you know, 25 years, 28 years or so, which it did with him, I would be all ears to find out what it is that you're, you know, offering. And that's what Dr. Peterson did. So I've actually found out about Cardio-D from Dr. Peterson. And so his life was really a testimony to other people helping him get on that product that had the problems that he had to really bring a correction. I will tell you this, that this product hit home for my mom. My mom had ejection problems where she was having a long ejection time with her heart. And she would have in about a 25% ejection. You want to have around in the 70s ejection time. And so she was about 25%. And we needed to get more like 70%. And I started her on D-ribose. And you know, I did some time with your family and had to encourage her to make sure she used it every day. She started taking it every day, went back about 6 months. It was about 6 months later, and I need to get her on here sometime to share this with you. And her ejection time actually went to 60. It was around 64 or 65 from 25, which is just a marvel. If you know anything about ejection time of the heart, that is a total and complete turnaround. And it's they were just astonished. They said that her cardiologist and the nurses said they had never seen that happen before. And, of course, naturally, she was afraid to tell them what she was doing. But I think it's something that should be shared with people. I mean, the great thing about the world that we live in a world of information. You share these things with people and then let them make the decision. You know, you don't have to force anybody or try to pitch anybody or try to, corner them. But, you know, you share information, and then a person has to decide, you know, if this is what they're going to do. But I can tell you the people that we have seen, even the shows that we did from, or should I say the meetings that we did from one time to the next meeting, we may have checked them 6 months ago or a year ago. It was amazing to see the difference of those people that were taking CardioVive and CardioD, the difference that he is already making in their life. So great, great products. Now, a couple of other things I want to add, because I am running out of time, but CoQ10 is a phenomenal product to use. It is the coenzyme that is needed for the heart itself, the heart muscle. CoQ10 is short for coenzyme Q10, so it's a little harder to say the other, so we just call it CoQ10. But basically what CoQ10 does is it helps with the health of the heart. And if you're taking any statin drugs, which are considered cholesterol drugs, your cardiologist probably has recommended CoQ10, because if you take statins, it actually lowers the CoQ10 level in your body and can make your muscles weak, including your heart. So oftentimes we'll supplement with CoQ10 to be beneficial to offset that problem. Because I have people call me all the time and say, "Brian, I've started a statin. I've lowered my cholesterol. Everything's great, but my muscles are so weak I can't hardly get out of bed." And, of course, one of the things they're lacking is CoQ10. And then we also make sure that they're letting their cardiologists know what's going on with that. So it's very, very important to address that particular situation. Now, you could go a step further and also omega creole. Omega creole is much better than fish oil. If you're getting omegas 3, 6, and 9, which we all need them, omega 3 and 6 are essential. You do have to have them in your diet. We hear a lot about omega 3, but 6 is just as essential as 3, as you do need them in your diet. And what krill does is krill kind of allows you to be able to get omega 3 and 6 in a very, very good source without it becoming rancid. Oftentimes fish oils have a tendency to become rancid, or rotten is another word for it, basically meaning that it doesn't have its value anymore of the omega 3 or 6, or it's just rotten oil. And some of you have taken those products and belched and burped, and you can taste fish all day long. There for a while, they even tried to put lemon in with the fish oil, and that way when you belch or burp, you would actually taste lemon. So I don't know that that really resolved the problem. So one way of resolving that problem is to simply use omega krill. Now, omega krill, omega 3 is very, very important in the use of triglycerides. If you're trying to counteract triglycerides, oftentimes doctors will ask you to take omega 3 or omega 3 and 6. Well, that's what omega krill is, a really great source of it, better than fish oil in many studies that have been done in comparison to fish oil. In some cases, it was as much as 46 times more effective, and that's not percent, but times more effective than just fish oil. So it has a really great antioxidant effect in the body as well. And so there's a lot of benefit to using omega krill. Then you also have red yeast rice. And red yeast rice is another product that has been used and has been in the market for many years. It's used as red yeast rice is just that. It's fermented rice. The Chinese people call it hankou, but it is used as the fermentation process allows it to be used to help with combating cholesterol and keeping normal cholesterol levels. So there's a lot of benefit to that particular product as well. Another great product that we have is cardiochelate, which is often not talked about, but the formula we have in our plan and in our program has actually been on the market for over 30 years. It is a product that was designed by Gary and his dad, which runs our manufacturing facility, and they've had it on the market with some of the big companies using it to help chelate the body, get heavy metals out of the body, help with the chelation process of getting rid of plaque, buildup in the arteries. So CardioChelate is a great product, which could be added with the CardioVibe or the CardioD, depending on what your particular needs are. CardioChelate has EDTA in it, which was shown back years ago when we had problems with lead factories, where people were getting too much lead buildup because they were making batteries from lead. So they actually came up with EDTA to help chelate or get rid of the lead out of their system so they wouldn't die from lead poisoning. And so EDTA is part of that formula as well. It is just a beautifully formulated product. I did not formulate CardioChelate. It's one of the few I haven't, because when you find things that's done so well for 30 years in this instance, you just stick with it. I mean, that's if it's working, you don't change it. So it's like the invention of the wheel. It's really hard to top how the wheel works. So it's the same way with CardioChelate, a fantastic product that you can add to what you're doing as well. So I've covered most of all of our cardiovascular products, but I hope that you will grasp hold of this, take advantage of it. These are great products that you can use to help not only your heart, but your arterial system to keep it healthy, so that you have a lot of years left to give a lot of love to those people that are around you and those people that you care about. And I love the fact that when we go out and see people's improved health, you can just say, I was a part of that. I gave them information that changed their life. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for people. So don't get into that mindset. But it is amazing at what they can do for themselves if they'll grasp hold of it. I do want to mention this last thing, and that is VistaVibe as well. VistaVibe, if you're having stress, a lot of times we'll do a DPA reading and a person has really, really high heart rate, they have a lot of stress in their life, we recommend the VistaVibe as well. So great to combat stress, lower cortisol levels, and we often know what stress does for the cardiovascular system as well. So great products. I'm just so thankful that you guys have been on the call tonight. We've got other calls that happen after this one where people have their individual calls, and we're so happy that you were part of the call tonight. I do apologize for somehow getting off the line earlier, but we are so happy that you have been a part of the call. Thank you for being here. I hope that you will take this information and go apply it to your life, because that's the only way anything is effective is when you actually put it to work. And I hope you do that and also share this with people around you that you love. And, Susie, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you.
Dr. LeBron, thank you so much. It just never ceases to amaze me. Don't you guys wish that you could carry Dr. LeBron along with you? Well, you can. These calls are recorded. So if someone has some heart issues, you can connect them into that call. It's in your back office. So everybody, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week. And until next week, God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.